But we've seen lots of other examples of cross-agency data sharing. And so, and actually some of these are agreements with ICE. So for example, there's records from Medicaid that a federal judge has now approved because it was challenged in court to be shared with ICE that include address information. You know, one technology that ICE agents have access to is a cell phone app called Elite. It's made by Palantir, which is a company that does a lot in the tech space. It has a lot of government contracts. And this app, and it was described by an ICE agent in court testimony as looking kind of like Google Maps and showing data points of places where people who could be deported by ICE live and like the likelihood that they live at that address. And it pulls from a lot of different data streams. And Palantir has acknowledged that some of that data includes data from other federal agencies. And we think that that includes those Medicaid records, for example. So this is something that's we're now starting to see a little bit more how some of these data sharing and consolidation efforts that are happening on the federal level are now trickling down to ICE agents in the field to be able to locate people they want to deport.